My dear respected friends, this night the importance and the blessings with regards to this, we are very aware, fully aware, with the barakah, the blessings and the importance of this night. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us tonight on this night for two reasons. We have two reasons. There's a purpose behind us gathering. One is obvious, and you've heard the announcement that we are gathered for Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, for Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. And the importance of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is so much that in the hadith it is stated, Nabi Al-Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that when a group of people, when a gathering in a masjid, in the house of Allah, gathers, forms together, comes together for Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, and then those people remember Allah, then from the heavens, from the skies, so many angels descend that the whole of the space and the gap between the heavens and the earth is filled with the angels. And at that time, when the gathering of dhikr, it concludes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces to all of the angels that, oh my angels, bear witness that all of the people at this moment in time who are gathered, included in my dhikr, in the gathering of dhikr, I have forgiven them. Subhanallah, this is a very cheap bargain, brothers. Cheap bargain that we are gathered with the barakah of this night, with the blessings of this night. And alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, we will remember Allah, we will praise Allah, we will send durood on His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there is a separate unique taste and enjoyment and satisfaction attained by doing this. And on top of this, Allah Ta'ala will give the icing on the cake. Go, I have forgiven you. And in reality, this night is the night of forgiveness. It's a night of forgiveness. And the biggest ibadah on this night, worship, action, is what? It's not stated you have to recite or pray these nafl, this tasbih, this prayer, this dua. No. Allah Ta'ala has told us Himself the ibadah on this night that we have to perform. Allah Ta'ala says, I am making you gather together on this night for this purpose, that I want to announce that, go, I have forgiven you. At the end, I want to announce, I have forgiven you. But those people Allah will forgive, who obviously ask Allah for forgiveness. It's obvious, isn't it? If we don't do tawbah, if we don't repent and ask Allah for forgiveness, then how will Allah forgive us? We have to request, we have to plead. So it's obvious that the action we have to carry out on this night, that until Fajr, Allah will be waiting. That somebody going to come and ask me for forgiveness? A man or a woman? Don't look at your sins. Rather, even if the sins fill up between the heavens and the earth, so many sins, mountains of sins, Allah says, I am not bothered with this. I am a Rabb. I am your creator. Why are you embarrassed? I know about you. Every action, thought, if not today, tomorrow you will be presented in front of me on the day of Hashar after the world will conclude. Then you will have to answer to me. So why are you embarrassed now? Okay, you've committed sins. Fair enough. You committed sins. The time has gone. But I am your Rabb, your creator. I'm giving you a chance. Yes, before you die. How do we know? Maybe this year to come, our name is written on the list that you will pass away. So Allah Ta'ala says, I'm giving you a chance, an opportunity, another opportunity, on top of the many before that, ask me for forgiveness. So our main function today, the biggest worship tonight, is that we have to present ourselves to Allah and say, Allah, forgive us for our sins. And don't be scared, don't be embarrassed, don't be hesitant, don't think, oh, because shaitan, this is his biggest whisper, waswasa, an attack of shaitan, his trickery, that he says to the human being, oh, you foolish person, don't do tawbah, don't repent. How can you do tawbah? You're a sinful person. Tomorrow morning, you're going to be back to your own ways. You're a sinful person. You're impure. Why are you doing tawbah? Forget tawbah. No. Leave it to another year. You're going to sin again, and you're going to carry on your old ways and go back down that dark alley. Don't think like this, brothers. Don't. Allah is the greatest. He's Qadir Mutlaq. He is the Rabbul Alameen. If He will forgive us tonight, then He will save us tomorrow from sins. He will protect us. So totally we should not be scared or lacking hope. Today we have an opportunity. Seek forgiveness. Will we ask for forgiveness? Inshallah. Are we all ready? Good. Don't be scared. Nothing to be scared about. Say, it doesn't matter. Whatever sins we have implemented, Allah, we're sat in front of you. We're your creation. We have no guarantee for tomorrow. Will we be here or not? But you said today you're going to forgive. So today, tonight, Allah, from the time I was born until tonight, Allah, forgive me. And Allah, please forgive me for everything I've done wrong. And Allah will say, I've forgiven you. That's it. That's the biggest worship action of tonight. And when we do this action, then alhamdulillah, we will do the remembrance of Allah. We will do the dhikr of Allah. And that's it. Concludes the night. And a person who implements the night in this way, then his whole night is accepted. Yeah, and if somebody worships all night long and works hard all night long and doesn't ask Allah for forgiveness, then he or she has not attained anything, because he or she has not fulfilled the criteria of this night for success. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need our ibadah, our tilawah, our recitation, our prostration, Allahu Akbar, on every square millimeter in the universe. Allah Ta'ala's angels are stood, who are in sujood and prostration and ruku. Allah Ta'ala has given us His fadl, His karam, His mercy, His grace. He's given us another opportunity. Another opportunity. Ibadah, fine, do it when you have time. But first and foremost, implement that function that Allah Ta'ala has given us this night for. What is that? Tawbah. Forgiveness without any hesitation. Whatever sins I've committed, we've committed, you've committed, don't think about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Maybe I will depart from it and that's it, I'll pass away. But we'll be forgiven. We'll be forgiven, inshallah, because we carried out the duty that Allah Ta'ala wants us to try. So first and foremost, we have to do tawbah on this night. Allah, whatever sins I've carried out, Allah, please forgive me. Allah, please forgive me. With total yaqeen, certainty, Allah Ta'ala Himself has said that you ask from me, I will forgive you. That's it. Whatever sin you've got, Allah Ta'ala says, I'll forgive you. Whatever sin. So now, after this, we will do dhikr. So first, I think we will collectively do tawbah. Let's gather together. If we do tawbah collectively, there'll be enjoyment, alhamdulillah. And we will all go into Jannah together with the fadl of Allah. So my thinking is, first, let's together, gather together. Everyone who's here physically and whoever's listening in the world, sisters, brothers, men, women, come together. Let's join together and let's do that action for which Allah Ta'ala sat us down in. The angels will see and be shocked and amazed. Oh, ajeeb people, they haven't wasted a second, a minute. Not on their own, rather the whole majma, they've done tawbah together. Repented today. So everybody make niyyah now, intention in your heart, solid. Solid niyyah. Don't be hesitant without any say, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, whatever we do. But this moment in time, we have to do tawbah. Allah Ta'ala, that I make total niyyah, strong niyyah, that Allah, whatever I have done since I have become alert and aware and conscious and mature, whatever sins I've committed, Allah Ta'ala, you've called me, invited me, Allah, I do tawbah, please forgive me. Do we all make this niyyah? What niyyah? That Allah, since I have become mature and conscious of myself, aware of myself, until tonight, all of the sins I've committed, saghira, kabira, big sins, small sins, my Mawla, my Rabb, I'm in your court, in your home, you've called me yourself, I don't know about my life, how long it is, you are the Malik, you are the Khalik, Allah, I ask you, please forgive me. Please forgive me. That's all we have to do. Make this niyyah, make this intention, and the kalimat, the verses, we will gather together and recite these verses together. You will follow me loudly and inshallah we will be successful. Are you all ready? Recite Durood Sharif first once.
Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa barati wa sallim wa da'im wa nabadim kasiyah wa kasiyah. Ash-shahadu wa la ilaha illallahu. Wa-shahadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Astaghfirullah ta'ala rabbi min kulli zambin wa atubu ilayh. وأتوب إليه وأتوب إليه آمين 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 آمين.
Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. That's it. That was all to it. That was all that there was to it. And Allah Ta'ala has forgiven us. Allah has forgiven us. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Everything finished, eliminated, just like the human being has just been born now. Then the hadith is stated, have total yaqeen, certainty that we are sat here now, just like the angels, Allah Ta'ala has washed us, purified us, all of our sins, that there's no sign of any sin that has remained, that remains. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala states, it's stated in hadith, that after a person does tawbah, seeks forgiveness from Allah, Allah Ta'ala speaks to the angels, that whatever is in their file, remove the record of sins from their file. Allah Ta'ala says, the pieces of earth on which he stood and committed the sins, O earth, wipe away the sign of his sins. There should be no sign left. Totally from the crust of the earth and from the skies and wherever the person sinned, the sins are removed. And this is such a great night for us. And now we are into the night of Shaban. Alhamdulillah, we have implemented what was required on this night. Now let's go towards Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, being grateful to him with shukr from the depths of our heart. We should do dhikr and remember Allah. And there will be a separate reward for this. Allah Ta'ala will give us his karam and his blessings. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Ameen.